Well, it's mid-morning in Washington. Voting has begun in a pivotal poll. The world, of course, is watching the USA. And while Democratic nominee Joe Biden seems to have the upper hand over President Donald Trump, no one is going to make the same mistake as we did in 2016, where Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but didn't gain the Electoral College votes to win. Simon Marks joins me now. Good morning, Simon, to you in Washington. So the polls have opened. Just give us the latest news. Is everything looking smooth and smooth sailing so far? Has anyone significant made their mark as yet?
Polls now pretty much open all over the country, Sally. Of course, remember that early voting has been going on for weeks here. So even before this election day dawned, 100 million voters had already had their say in the battle between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. We have heard from government officials that they are not detecting currently any kind of foreign interference in voting systems or attempts to hack into the political party's servers. So on that issue, at least, things appear to be relatively calm. Within the last few minutes, the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, has cast her ballot. She did so in person in Palm Beach, Florida, according to a report we've just had from the pool of journalists traveling with her. She entered the recreation center in Palm Beach, according to the pool report, and it adds she was the only person not wearing a mask. So Melania Trump very much on brand as she cast her ballot there in Florida. She was asked why she hadn't participated in early voting. She said, "It's election day, so I wanted to come here to vote today for the election." Remember that Donald Trump and Melania Trump are now officially residents of the Sunshine State of Florida. They moved from New York officially a couple of years ago to Florida, so that's why they vote there. The president is here in Washington. He's heading off to thank campaign staff at the Republican National Committee. He'll be gathering with 400 supporters at the White House tonight to watch the results come in, and he hopes to make a victory speech. Joe Biden is in his boyhood hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania this morning. He's visited the grave of his late son. He's thanked campaign volunteers there. He will be heading back to his home in Wilmington, Delaware, where he will watch the results come in. And he's got a ballroom booked, so he's very much hoping that he's going to get to make a victory speech as well. But will we know? Will either of these candidates realistically be able to claim victory tonight? Or is this going to be too close? We just don't know yet.
And it's interesting because Florida, which of course is quite a pivotal state, will have an automatic recount if the results are too close. So just tell us how delayed this poll might be and how much trouble could that potentially cause?
Well, you know, I mean, there are so many different viewpoints about all of this. James Carville, you'll remember him. He was a very prominent advisor to Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton was president. He's known as the Ragin' Cajun here. He was on CNN last night, absolutely confidently predicting that this is going to be a Joe Biden landslide and that by 6 o'clock in the morning, South Africa time, we'll absolutely know that Joe Biden has won and Donald Trump is going to become the first president since George H. H.W. Bush in 1992 to be turfed out of office after just one term in the White House. Equally, there are many cephologists who are poring over the numbers and they look at the situation in Florida, in Pennsylvania, two absolutely key swing states, and they see a wafer-thin margin separating Donald Trump from Joe Biden. And if the election were to come down to one of those two states, with recounts and litigation about postal votes and about the rules of the road after Election Day, we could be looking into another long wait, like the wait that we had in the year 2000, the George W. Bush-Al Gore election, which, of course, eventually went all the way to the Supreme Court. And that handed the keys of the Oval Office at the time to George W. Bush. So it could be a landslide. It could be a long wait. We just don't know.
Well, we're going to check in with you a little later during the show. Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much for that update on the first few hours of polling day in the USA.